The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It is The Hard Shoulder. It's Anton in for Kieran. There have been calls for a binned option for a variant of the deposit return scheme. This was an option that was considered and then abandoned, but it was a digital deposit return scheme. And the idea was that you'd scan a QR code on your bin, and then the item that you're going to recycle, you would scan a code on that. That'd go into your bank balance, and you wouldn't have to travel to a retailer and feed a bottle into a machine. Irish Waste Management Association Secretary Conor Walsh chatted to Jonathan on News Talk Breakfast about how the process would work.
Now, the way a digital scheme works, you don't use barcodes, you use unique identifiers in the form of a QR code. So most people are familiar with QR codes these days. But every item would be individually identified, whereas a barcode doesn't do that. It identifies a range, you know, a type of product, whereas the QR codes can identify the individual can or bottle. And that's very important in how a scheme would work. So you'd have a QR code on your bin, on your recycling bin at home. We'd send that out to you. There'd be QR codes on recycling bins in the streets and at airports and shopping centres and everywhere else. And then every beverage container would have a unique identifier in form of a QR code. You scan, you have an app on your phone, you scan the bin, you scan 1, 2, 3, 4 items, whatever number you want to claim the deposit on, and you just put them in your bin.
Well, it begs the question whether or not it's a worthwhile idea to revisit, or will it be hassle for recyclers? With me is David Hall, CEO of iCare Housing and CEO of Lifeline Services, and Sinead Ryan, consumer columnist of the Irish Independent and, of course, the presenter of The Home Show here at News Talk. Sinead, let me kick off with you. It seems like one that is a bit of a no-brainer at first glance. Save people the drive, save the emissions of driving, and let people get the 15 cent or whatever it is back in their account.
Afternoon, Anton. I am one of those people who hated this scheme when it first came out. I just said I wasn't going to use it. It was a waste of my time, my boot space, segregating bottles and all that kind of thing. I have had my mind changed. So it is a very good scheme. And I'll say that at the outset now. However, yes, it would seem one of the big bugbears I had was the storage, having to put the bottle somewhere until you got the bag full enough to bring it over to the supermarket, and then the thing would be broken or some of them wouldn't be accepted, and it was just too much effort. So being able to put them in your own recycling bin would sound like a no-brainer. And I did read the interview that was in the Irish Mirror with that gentleman from the Waste Management Association. And when he was asked what the government said about this, you know, why aren't you doing it this way, or why don't you look at that plan? They said they didn't want to stick their neck out. It had never been done elsewhere, and they didn't want to be the first to do it. And that's kind of Ireland all over, isn't it? So I think the only problem with this now is that I think it's probably too late to bring in anything else. Yes, it would have saved all those ugly machines in the supermarkets. It would have saved us the drive and the lift over to the shops. But actually, if you're going to scan QR codes in individually, it would seem to me two main problems with that. First, the cost to the manufacturer of individual QR codes with every single solitary bottle on the shelf. And secondly, most of us pay by weight for our bins. So even though those bottles are quite light, by volume, they're not. And you'd end up paying for it one way or the other.
David Hall, even though you might pay a little bit extra for it in total cost, is the advantage that it provides in being able to do all of this from your own home, does that not outweigh it?
Well, I think we're dealing with a scheme that is as a result of a failed recycling scheme. So this is a recycling scheme that has come about. If you read its own webpage, they say that they can't do maths, by the way, because they say 60% and 30%, which is 90%, not 100. But 60% were recycling successfully and 30% were not recycling successfully. So what do we do? Rather than deal with the recycling, which is the same thing as happens when we've had litter bugs and litter people littering the county and littering the various parts of the county, we haven't been able to deal with them. So what do? We bring in the most convoluted scheme known to man that discommodes those who are already recycling. And we try and create something special. And with all the various reasons you mentioned and Sinead mentioned, we're driving. So now we have bin trucks coming out of houses. They're massive trucks. And now we're saying, no, we're not going to have that truck take our waste. We're going to put it into a car We're going to drive to the supermarket. We're going to do it there. And we're going to then, if it's fixed and if it works, and then we're going to drive back again. So we were saying about carbon emissions. Yeah, the digital thing, we've got elderly people with digital processes. But Anton, many of your listeners around the country don't segregate into a brown, green and black bin. And we haven't even started the basics yet. And, you know, how many people have suffered from the screw tops being left on the top of the thing, which is my biggest bugbear of all time. So what's the purpose of this scheme? It is to tackle 30% non-compliance.
To the deposit return scheme, they will undoubtedly say, look, we're nudging a billion bottles and cans since the scheme started. And the net amount going to recycling is significantly beyond what it was before the scheme came into effect. So By its target measures at the outset, it's working. What harm complementing it with another using a QR code?
No, and I agree. And I think the guys were given the answer that the state normally gives, which is no, a sample size of 200 isn't enough. So we'll just go and try and copy something that somebody else has done.
Oh, I think we've lost David Hall. We'll try to get him back there. Interesting text coming in. Somebody pointing out every scammer in the world will be sticking QR codes on bins everywhere. Another, why or why did they not do this on day one? It's a great idea. What about that thing of scamming, Sinead? Because surely if there is a QR code visible on every plastic bottle, if you were so inclined, you could just walk around your local retailer logging the QR codes and get the money for bottles that have never left the shelves.
Well, indeed. Isn't that exactly what would happen? Because you get enterprising young fellas going round and just click, 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 and then go back and attach them to their bin. So I'm not really quite sure how that would work. Mind you, I thought people would do that. People could do that with barcodes. So I don't really know how they'd fix that. I think the bigger issue is that it seems to me that when we were bringing in this system, and I accept David's point that, you know, it was on the back of our failed recycling targets and levels, why this wasn't explored in more detail? Because there's this feeling that we never want to be the first to do anything. We always want to be on the back of other people, and everything takes a lot longer as a result. So it seems to me that we now have this, you know, big scheme in place where maybe a small one would have done. So I think it's very interesting as a story that it has turned out and emerged that actually there were other options, which on the face of it look a lot simpler.
The difficulty, though, David, I suspect, and I think we have David Hall back. The difficulty, I suspect, is we've appealed to altruism before and found it to be unsuccessful. And we've had schemes in various different areas where there was scope for fraud. Whatever your thoughts on the deposit or return scheme, it does seem to be doing a good job in weeding out fraud. And it forces people to do economically what they won't do altruistically.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what Sinead mentioned earlier on is there's a weighted system in relation to some of the stuff that we've had before in relation to weighted bins. And it does cause a bit of people to be forced. Those of us who've got children and those of us who have teenagers, this is a great scheme. This is a pocket money top-up scheme. And they're enjoying the scheme and enjoying suddenly coming to the supermarket. I couldn't get them to come to the supermarket for the last number of years. And now all of a sudden, all bags are brought and bags that are full are brought so we can get some cash back. This is a failed recycling system. And the
now, why do you say that, David? You said the DRS has failed.
No, I think the reason we keep reacting, we're reacting to failed systems by bringing in a much bigger, more convoluted system. If there's consequences for littering or for not, we have, they say themselves that with 30% of the cans and the tins were left all around the place in the plastic bottles. We have to tackle that problem first rather than bringing in a brand new entire scheme. We've got to go back to why this failed, because we keep bringing in systems and organising stuff where we've an abject failure with no consequences for littering that's around. Also, look at Dublin City around. How many bins are emptied on time? This is a disjointed system completely. Look at the amount of bins that are full, that are packed. Nothing to do with plastic bottles or cans. I go to Ackle every year for holidays in August. They don't have different bins. It's all piled into the one bin in a holiday resort where everyone eats and drinks everything known to man. So we do have a completely disjointed system. And we need to have a proper, smooth one. And you're right about compliance and people altruistically, Anton. We want to do this. We want to segregate the stuff. And many households have a few different disputes when the wrong stuff goes into the wrong bins. But this system, to my mind, has cars driving all over the place and a bin truck double jobbing. My car is not a bin truck.
that difficulty, though, Sinead, is if you look at the numbers that the deposit return scheme quote, what they say is that however people may like or dislike their system, it has achieved what appeals to decency didn't. It has gotten people, by giving them the few extra cent back, to actually recycle when, even when they had the option of doing it in their own bins, they did it to nothing like the same degree.
Follow the money, Anton. David, no, in other ways that works as well in the banking sphere. You follow the money, and if you're going to punish somebody in advance and then give them back the deposit when they do the right thing, I mean, if anything, I would say the deposit probably isn't high enough. And if you really want more compliance, and look, at the end of the day, that's what people are driven by. It's very nice to think they'll do the right thing. And most of us do want to do the right thing until the point where it becomes deeply inconvenient. And there are still plenty of people taking out, notwithstanding the success of the deposit return scheme, who are still saying, it's actually, I couldn't be bothered. I just turf all the bottles in and I'm prepared to take the hit on the extra cost of the fizzy drinks, if needs be, and the cans. So it has been successful, I think, perhaps despite ourselves. And if it has, that's the only reason why, because we are looking for our money back.
Texas say, any danger we could have separate bulk returns machines? Annoying to go to the supermarket and end up behind three people, each with a black bin bag or two, feeding it in individually. Another, the deposit return scheme is good. Just bring your bottles and cans when you're going for your shopping. That's what I do. Everyone brings their glass bottles to the bottle bank and you get no money and nobody complains. Why are people always complaining about everything? Well, what about that, David? If you can manage your scheduling sufficiently well that you bring the bottles when you're going to the shops, you're not incurring any penalty in terms of additional emissions, and it's hardly that big a deal.
So the shop owners or the supermarkets get 2.5 cents, I think it is, per bottle that goes in. Why not just charge us 2.5 cents on top of the bottles? We have a green bin outside that used to take bottles. Then they couldn't take plastic. And you can do it by weight. The black bin is weighed. And we have big trucks driving around all over Dublin City and County and all over the country collecting waste that's already there. We have big, big trucks, bigger trucks than the bin lorries, going to those centres to take the plastic to bring it somewhere else. The amount of emissions has been created in addition. So part of it's fooling ourselves. Yes, unfortunately, compliant people will want to get their money back. And Sinead's right, we will follow our money in relation to that. But there has to be a better way to join up our honest attempt to try and help. And many people really want to help the environment as best they can. And we have to join those dots all over the country, from right from the bottom right to the top. But having a failed system and replacing it with something like this, we need to go back and look at why it failed in the first place.
David, thank you very much. That is David Hall, who is CEO of iCare Housing and CEO of Lifeline Services. And likewise, big thank you to Sinead Ryan, the host of The Home Show here on News Talk, 8 o'clock Saturday mornings. And of course, consumer columnist with the Irish Independent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.